If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot of blood and guts to talk about here today, because AEW Blood and Guts was last night. And overall, I thought it was a heck of a match. Heck of a match. Got some questions, as always, when we review all of these shows. Certainly less so than I had reviewing NXT the other day. We're going to talk about the AEW Blood and Guts show and all of the rest of the news as well. We got Rampage coming up on... This whole weekend is just completely nuts. We got Rampage on Friday. We got the Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor show on Friday. We have Collision on Saturday, and we have Battle of the Belts also on Saturday. And right now, I think we only have one match announced for Battle of the Belts, and it's not for a belt. So we'll talk about all of that, plus a bunch of news, including Tony Khan talking about the WBD negotiations. Bryan Danielson claims that his AEW contract expires next week. We'll tell you about that. We've got the New Japan G1 Climax updated standings and the lineup for the next show. We got the NXT ratings from Tuesday night. And, of course, the full recap of the AEW Dynamite Blood and Guts show. So a lot of stuff to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. is the email address, or Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. That one usually works. I'm also F4W Online on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X. Subscribe today. A lot of great stuff up there. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer. Yes, there is Mike Sempervivi.
I'm here.
He managed to be here today.
What are you talking about? I managed to be here today.
You did manage to be here.
I was here yesterday.
No, you weren't.
Just the Comcast business internet was not, and you know that.
I know that. I'm not blaming you. I'm
yes,
just pointing
you did.
Out.
You made it sound like that. Yes, you did.
I pointed out you weren't here yesterday. You managed to make it today. You can blame the company. It's their fault. Why don't you throw them under the bus? Tell them how much they suck.
They do suck, Brian. Not as much as your description of me coming into this show today, but you know what? That's fine. You called me old earlier this week. You said I managed to get to the show today.
I called you old Sempervivi.
Jeez.
You are old. You hear me saying I'm not old?
You're older than me.
Yeah. You're still old.
You're crotchety is what you are. What do you do for fun?
I don't have any fun.
I know you do.
And I got a giant knot in my trap giving me a headache. So I'm telling you, if I hear one thing on this chat today, I will bring down the ban hammer.
Oh, yo.
There's, if you disagree with something, that's one thing, but bad faith trolling is like, you're out of here. That's going to be the new rule.
Apparently you're not looking at the YouTube chat, right?
I never go to the YouTube chat.
Okay.
Just a bunch of...
Just checking.
You know, you can sign up for YouTube, and then you don't have to deal with the free chat. If you sign up for video.f4wonline.com, you only chat with the other people who pay.
Not the
And there's very, very little trolling. So, yeah. I recommend that highly. Now, got plenty to get mad about today.
Oh, yeah?
Well, not really. So first off, you know, Bryan Danielson, it says here. Bryan Danielson's AEW wrestling contract is slated to expire 1 week from today. Though he will be competing in the main event of All In, his contract is actually set to expire weeks before the show. Interview uploaded by AEW, he told Renee Paquette that August 1st is the date that his wrestling contract with the promotion is up. Next Thursday, he says, my wrestling contract is up, which also happens to be my son's fourth birthday. Tony talked about this in an interview. I feel comfortable talking about it. I'm not MJFing this and being like trying to use my contract being up and being like, I'm going to get all the money. Somebody give me all the money. Yeah, my contract is up August 1st. You know, when I signed this contract, me and Brie had talked about how this would be my last wrestling contract I was going to sign. Part of me is wondering what life is like after this. Part of me is excited about that. But even though Wembley is after this, I still have to focus on that. That's got to be kind of my focus. So it is a wild time. It is a wild time. Tony Khan said, I hope Brian is here for the rest of his life. I know he's planning to stay with us for a long time going forward as part of the company. I would want Brian to stay with us as long as humanly possible. Now, I don't even know where to begin. So,
what a worker.
No, I believe his contract is up.
Oh, so do I. I also completely believe that he's staying, and all of this is going to play into this final match here.
Well, here's the deal, everyone.
Well, not final match, but all in.
His contract, I'm virtually certain, is in fact coming up. And he is still fighting for the world title at Wembley. And I still believe he is winning the world title at Wembley. So now some of you are going to be saying, well, hold on a second. How could he win the world title if he's not under contract? Tony's going to put the world title on a guy not under contract? Perhaps some of you have forgotten that this has happened before. This happened with Jon Moxley. Jon Moxley was the AEW World Heavyweight Champion, and he was not under contract for much of that reign. And, you know, a lot of things had happened involving CM Punk and everything else, and what happened happened, and title ended up going on to a guy that wasn't under contract. So the idea that this doesn't happen, it does. It's happened already. And I think it's going to happen again.
What?
Now, there's a bigger issue.
No, that would be that's probably the biggest issue.
No, actually, I think
he's Mr. Loyal and all that sort of stuff.
I think there is actually a bigger issue. I don't think that Bryan Danielson, as AEW champion, would leave and go to WWE. I do not believe that he would do that. I don't, okay?
Why do you even bother opening yourself up to that type of risk, though? Why?
Well,
why?
I wouldn't.
He and John Cena arm in arm doing that last retirement tour all the way through 2025. We can break out old Bella memories.
I think it would be, I would not do it, but I think Tony's going to. Now, there's a bigger issue
to
me.
Why do you think he'll do that? Try to make this make sense to me.
Because I know how Tony books, and this is the last year of Bryan Danielson's regular full-time wrestling career, and this is a big match at Wembley, and he wants him to win, and he wants him to give him the world title in his final run, and I know how this guy does. It's not his final match. He said himself he's going to wrestle till he's dead, okay? But it's his final full-time year. Now, here's the bigger issue. Can I get to the bigger issue?
All right.
Bryan Danielson won the Owen.
Yes.
He was not on TV the next week.
He was not.
He was not on TV this week except for a sit-down interview with Renee.
That Jeff Jarrett stole.
So Hangman was in the tournament.
Yes.
Which I told you all was a stupid idea. But he was in the tournament. And then he was put into Blood and Guts. And if you watch the match tonight, there is one match that fans want to see at Wembley for the world title. And it is not Swerve versus Bryan Danielson. It is Swerve versus Hangman. When those two guys squared off against each other, that place went nuts. When they finally got their hands on each other, that place went nuts. That's the match people want to see. They're not getting it. They're getting Bryan Danielson and Swerve. Now, Bryan Danielson did an interview here on this show, backstage with Renee. And he's sitting there talking about how, you know, Doc Samson says my neck is fixable, but we got to make sure it stays fixable. And I'm just, doing what I can here. And so Jeff Jarrett walks up and he says, you know, I heard this whole conversation. And I just got to say, you know better than anybody how crushed I was to not win that Owen. But in hindsight, I look back at it and you overcame the odds. I didn't. You're the perfect guy for this. But you have Wembley. You're facing a guy who knows exactly what he needs to do. I know you have to heal up physically, but you know what? You got to heal up mentally because you sound like you already have one foot out the door or you're already making an excuse for what happens at Wembley. If you're going to go all in, he says, you got to go all in because a lot of people believe in you and I'm at the top of the list. It was like an incredible, incredible promo. So he walks away, and how does Bryan Danielson respond to this promo?
Giggles.
He giggled. He laughed and he goes, well, I guess I got some work to do. And he smiles and he walks off.
I hope Claudio slaps the hell out of this man.
What is going on with Bryan Danielson? Okay, I understand who Bryan Danielson is in real life. I understand how he looks at life. Okay?
The highest IQ in the locker room, brother.
But dude, this is so not working in storyline. The Bryan Danielson who doesn't care about the belt and he doesn't care about the match. And he does, as Jeff Jarrett said, he has 1 foot out the door. Like, what are we doing here? This guy, in the next 3 weeks, needs to somehow convince the fans that his match with Swerve is bigger and more important than a potential Hangman match with Swerve. Because right now, that's the match that people want to see. Hangman wants Swerve. Swerve wants Hangman. Bryan Danielson doesn't care one bit about Swerve. He doesn't care one bit about Hangman. Like, what is happening here? I was baffled watching this show. Maybe he can turn it around next week. But, like, this guy's got to... And this is not just, like, convince us that we want to see this match. This is convince us we want to see this match more than people already want to see Swerve versus Hangman. Nothing on this show convinced me that that's the big match for Wembley. But that's the match. And he's probably winning. So we got a ways to go here. Man, have we got a ways to go.
Yes, we do.
We're going to go to a break, everybody. When we come back, we got more, including what's going on with AEW and WBD, according to Tony Khan. And we'll talk the whole Blood and Guts show a little bit later on. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we just had a Tony Khan Ring of Honor media call. It'll all be up at WrestlingObserver.com here pretty soon. But the Observer Twitter, X, tweeted out some notes. He was asked about his stance on unprotected chair shots to the head. He doesn't want to delve into the art of wrestling. Then talks about his roster's lack of injuries following matches like this. Not sure if this is the best time to be talking about a lack of injuries. Says how spots are executed differently than 25 years ago. So there was a unprotected chair shot to the head of Jungle Boy last night as he was up in crucifix position on the side of the cage. And for those wondering, it was a gimmicked chair. Now, they've done this before. They did it once with Cody and Sean Spears. And the idea was to get heat on Spears because he did a unprotected chair shot to the head. Of course, the problem is it didn't get any heat on Spears. It got heat on the company for allowing an unprotected chair shot to the head. So it later came out that what they did was they take a steel chair and they kind of sand it down so that the part that you sit on, which you hit the person in the head, it's much thinner than a normal steel chair. Okay? So that's the idea. Now, I once explained this, like, it's kind of like a trash can lid, an aluminum trash can lid, where you hit somebody with it and it all bends out of shape and makes a horrible noise, but, you know, doesn't hurt or anything, and it's not going to do any damage. But I did talk to somebody who, you know, they said, I did once feel one of those sanded down chairs. And
no kidding.
That's still a steel chair.
Yeah.
So it is definitely safer than an ungimmicked steel chair, but I would say that in the future, I just wouldn't do this anymore. Number one, because if everybody knows it's a gimmick chair, then what's the point? And, you know, people that don't know that it's a gimmick chair, they're going to be turned off to the product. And, you know, it sounds kind of goofy, but, like, kids do watch this show. And you're using a gimmicked chair, and then they go in the backyard and they use a non-gimmick chair.
Wait a second. I just don't see any benefit
to using doing an unprotected chair shot to the head.
After last night, aren't you more concerned with the kids grabbing the scissors and doing some stabbing?
Well, they could do that too.
Why don't they just make the chair and gimmick the chair with the thin cookie sheet? You know, it's like a thicker aluminum, but it basically, like you mentioned, it just makes the big sound and all that.
What they're trying to do, but you can only shave it down to a degree.
But then also don't talk about it in a press conference, I guess, as well, too. You know, he talks a lot.
Well, he was asked about it, and he didn't reveal anything, but
I guess not, but
he was asked if Ring of Honor is part of media negotiations. He said it has come up with a WBD. So we'll see.
So all he talks about is WBD from day one.
Khan said the Jay White Dalton Castle injuries caused a domino effect on the card, as did the Sky Blue injury. He said he gets more criticism for 5-6 match cards than if other companies did the same, and more criticism in general.
Stop complaining.
Well, I'll say this. Among the bad faith trolls, that is true. Among normal people who are looking at both promotions and making, that's not true.
Exactly.
Both companies get the same amount of criticism unless you're a bad faith troll. And there are a lot of those that go after AEW.
It also, though, comes off as sour grapes. It does. There's no need right now to do that to me. It's just go say that there's a lot of bad faith people out there, but and then hype up what you put out there in those 5 or 6 matches as opposed to the bots are after me. I mean, we should be, in my opinion, he should be past that, or have somebody do these press conferences who can go out there and be, you know, his burner, to go out there and say what needs to be said and do it. And to me, keeps a distance a little bit away. I know that's not going to happen because this is how he's built. And in, you know, it's his business. He can do what he wants, but it just comes off as unnecessary to me.
Khan said the type of injury and severity dictates whether they strip a champion of their title or not, using Wheeler Yuta's concussion as an example. Well, I think it all depends because, like, you know, that the Jay White storyline, I mean, he's not going to be gone that long, but they still stripped him of the title. And, you know, other people have been out a long time and not been stripped of the title. So it depends on what's happening on a given day.
Look, as long as there's no interim champions, I'm good with it.
Said there was a concerted effort to make have more Lucha stars during their Arlington run. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He'll be sending a lot of great wrestlers and champions from AEW and Ring of Honor to Wrestle Dynasty. That's the New Japan, day after the New Japan Tokyo Dome show, January 5th. Asked about rumors of an AEW TV rights agreement already in place, he said it was a bit premature. They continue to have great conversations with WBD. He said he heard from a prominent media person that WWE PR is telling people a TV rights deal is already in place. He said AEW will have a great deal with a big increase regardless of what WWE is telling people. So
well,
that's that.
Did anyone ask him outright who else he has negotiated with since we're past that point of exclusive negotiations with WBD?
Doesn't appear that way.
Because if it has come out behind the scenes that they are not in business talking to anybody else but WBD, well, you know, don't be surprised that that got leaked. That would happen no matter what the business.
All right, some other notes here. Talked about Bryan Danielson's contract. So we have got Battle of the Belts 11 coming up on Saturday. And so far we have one match announced, not for a belt. It's a one-hour Battle of the Belts. And we already have one match, not for a belt.
I want to be told how much I'm an AEW hater for questioning why there is a Battle of the Belts that has been announced. Can you answer that for me?
Because contractually they have to do X number of Battle of the Belts. So this one is Toni Storm versus Taya. In a non-title match, Taya wins. She will get a future shot at the women's world title.
Well, you told me.
Yeah. Imagine if we have a Battle of the Belts where they're all non-title matches. Because they've already announced there's going to be a non-title match with Willow and Statlander. Maybe they could put that on Battle of the Belts. Could have two non-title matches on the Battle of the Belts show.
Oh, my God, they could have a road to Battle of the Belts with a bunch of contenders matches, which, by the way, when we get to talking about this show, there were so many head-scratching moments, including that one by Stokely Hathaway. I mean, it was great to see Chris Statlander waylay Willow Nightingale during the interview. I mean, that came across great. And then Stokely takes the mic, and he challenges her to a non-title elimination match next week.
Yeah. Why would you do that? Why would you get a tag title match promised to you by the tag team champions, but then change it into a six-man willingly? Got a lot of questions. I mean, actually,
has Will Ospreay ever driven in the United States?
The Will Ospreay thing, I will say, this was straight out of WCW.
Yes.
It made absolutely, positively no sense from start to finish.
And it could have and it should have. History shows that, but it didn't.
For those of you that didn't see this absolutely ridiculous skit, they open up Dynamite with Alex Marvez at the AEW hotel, okay? This isn't on a pre-show. Dynamite has already started. But Alex Marvez is still at the hotel looking to interview people who for some reason might not be at the building yet, okay? So Will Ospreay rushes up because he's late. He should have been at the building hours ago. He's just now leaving after the show started.
Which Alex does not ask, why are you so late?
And he sees that his tire is flat. And he starts to freak out. He says, Alex, do you have a car? Alex says, yes, I have a car. Ospreay says, well, give me the keys. So he grabs the keys, and he runs over, he throws all of his stuff into Alex Marvez's rental car, and he jumps into the driver's seat of this car. Alex Marvez gets into the passenger seat. And Alex Marvez says, "Have you ever driven in America before?" And Will Ospreay says, "No." And he tears out of the building, and Alex Marvez screams. So if he's never driven in America before, how did he get his rental car to the AW hotel? Why was he late?
There's a black market for rental cars, but that would need a lot more explanation.
Marvez's scream, I think, was to indicate that, you know, this guy has never driven on the other side of the road, even though his rental car was a traditional American car, which drives on the normal side of the road for those of us in America. This made absolutely, from start to finish, positively zero sense. Not one iota of sense. It was beyond ridiculous.
But he made it to the building in 9 minutes flat, because that's about how long it took MJF to go through his spiel about renaming the title and starting a trend of talking about dead relatives on the show.
How could I have guessed that Lenny would defend this segment? Can you imagine if they did this on SmackDown? Can you imagine?
They were a couple of NXT moments on Dynamite, and this can be.
Should we talk about the other one?
Sure. Which one did you think it was?
Well, we had a segment where it's time for the coin flip. You know what? I need to go to the break and then talk about this one when we come back.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time.
I have, by the way, a third thing.
Oh, you have a third thing?
Yes.
What's your thing?
It was the Team AEW promo where Swerve did long, slow deal and was cut off, and then Mark Briscoe had to come in and save the day. I thought that was very NXT-ish as well, too.
Yeah, but I liked it because Mark Briscoe saved the day.
Yeah, but
that guy should be the team captain of everything.
Yeah, but
nobody can dislike him.
But it's a Broadway. It was a Broadway finish to a dinner theater bit.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Jericho knows how to push buttons like nobody
Jesus.
Else.
Oh, my God. You know how to push buttons with this.
He just does.
Oh, he stinks.
So last week, Jericho's segment was the most watched thing on the show. Now, hold on. Actually, it's even better. Aside from the MJF Will Ospreay opening segment, which had the bump from whatever.
Big Bang.
Yeah. The Jericho segment had the second most viewers, but it also had the most viewers in 18 to 49. Okay? And then the show started going off a cliff afterwards. So the anti-Jericho people on our chat are like, see, he drove people off. Because the segment after his went down.
It's not the first time that's happened.
Not the segment that he was in, which was the highest. We don't give him credit for that. We give him the credit for the segment after, which goes down. Do you guys think before you say something like this? Do you guys realize? Do you remember when Sammy would come on TV and the thing would shoot straight up? You know what it did after Sammy was gone? It went down. Did everyone go, oh, Sammy drove off viewers. He had go-away heat. When Roman shows up on TV, the thing goes straight up.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
When he's gone, it goes down. You go, oh, he drove off viewers. That Roman Reigns. Nobody wants to see that guy. Same with Cody. Same with Rhea. Their segments do really well, but then when they're gone, it goes, they ran people off? It's like with Jericho, but that's what it is. No, his segment did great, but like afterwards it went down, so he drove people off. That's actually what happened. Really? But only with him. With everybody else, it's like an indication that people really wanted to see the segment. But with him, it's an indication that, oh, he drove off viewers afterwards.
Oh, well, I'll go with artistically and subjectively, it sucks. And it's goofy.
Well, that's fine. If you don't like it personally, that's fine. But to try to use objective numbers to claim that people are turning off the show when he's on, even though the numbers show they're doing the exact opposite, and then trying to say that, well, after he's gone, they turn off. They do that with everybody who draws big numbers.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Big
be happy
numbers
to.
Research man.
Sure.
Go back and why don't we go back to the start of the learning tree and see what the numbers do and see where they go.
I have been, and I've pointed out that they do really well, and it makes people angry. Why do we have to be angry about it? If
do
you don't like it, don't
time?
Watch it. No, they don't fall every time.
Have they fallen before, though?
Well, you know what, Mike? If his segments are the highest rated thing on the show, then they're always going to be down afterwards. That's how it works. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the most watched thing on the show. The thing afterwards would be.
Well, I'll tell you this. I cannot wait and see how many people stayed through 15 minutes of he and
Suzuki. I'll bet a lot,
themselves.
Actually.
And I, you know what? You may be right about this. You may be right about it, but 5 full minutes before Jericho took a bump and then he got back up, they went to picture-in-picture and they did it again for another solid 4 or 5 minutes or
they
so.
They chopped each other for 8 minutes until they were bleeding.
And look, I was that effective for the show? I don't know. It was one big, long holding pattern. And we'll see. It was kind of a waste of these two guys who I know could have done something, even though I feel like they've been in the ring with each other wrestling before they hadn't. And that's what they did. And Huh. Well, I guess if you're a big Shibata fan, you're happy because he came back. But do you want to see, was it effective enough where you want to see more of Suzuki and Jericho and this story continue?
Yeah, I was hoping that they just chopped each other for the entire match and then one guy fell down and died. I didn't want any other moves
in
that match.
You know what? That would have been awesome because then it would have been the end of the storyline.
I once was going to do that match with Tom, but we didn't get a singles match. We were just going
to
chop each other for 12 minutes until somebody died.
What is wrong with you?
It would have been me.
He's a former top 15 rated UFC fighter.
Hey, listen. You guys can say whatever you want about my wrestling career that you want. But what you cannot say is that I could not throw a chop. I threw a mean chop.
Wahoo McDaniel over here.
A mean chop.
By the way, I think Jericho had a scab on his chest, which may have come from the last time where he bladed his chest, but I don't know. Whatever it was, though, it was effective in opening up and pouring all over his body. I guess there was that.
I enjoyed that match.
Which, again, though, before you do a blood and guts like that, why are you doing blood? And I know it's a small thing, but it happens a lot. And it just, again, both companies do that, but AEW especially, where you take a little bit away from what you're doing at the end by having that type of blood on there.
What'd you think of this Britt Baker Hikaru Shida match?
I'm waiting.
Why can nobody have an opinion on this show? I'm not afraid.
Yeah,
what'd you think about it?
Look, Britt is rusty, and she did not look great. And I get it. She's been out of the ring since September. And I know, but frankly, I believe that you overrate her ability. And that's not to say that she's terrible or anything like that. She's a star. She's got everything. But she's not great in the ring. And unfortunately, the time she had off, she'll get better. The sling blade that she did was the best looking thing in the match. And here's the thing, too. It's not like Shida was fantastic. There were some times, too, where Shida slipped up as well, too. But of the two women's matches, I thought what Mariah May did obviously was a lot more effective. But
well, they had a one-minute squash.
Well, and they did everything right how it was supposed to be. They really did, up until I got problems with what they did after that, too. But back to Britt Baker, she'll be fine. The match that she has with Mercedes, she could miss every spot in the world leading into that match. I guarantee you Mercedes and her will still be a big match with a lot of heat at All In. It just will be. And there's just going to be some time where she's got to get back on the horse.
I thought the match was fine. It wasn't great, but I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine.
We all know.
It was fine. Brother, she was out since September, dude. For being out since September, not even getting like a one-minute Mariah May squash match, had to go in there and go 50-50 with Hikaru Shida. Thank God nobody did a crossbody. No serious injuries.
Do you believe you offer more grace or shoot more bail to Britt Baker than anybody else?
Well, I don't know. I don't read social media. There's a very good chance I do, but maybe I don't.
You don't listen to yourself talk either, do you?
I said it was fine. What do you want me to do? I didn't say it was a 10. Did you see me give it a 10 on the granny scale? No, I didn't.
What does the granny scale actually really go up to? 11?
As high as she wants. She gave me a 12 once. Then we had blood and guts. Started out with the coin flip, which I promised to talk about. This was the second dumbest thing on this show.
Yeah, oh my God, the homicide earlier.
Bryce Remsburg goes into the Bucks locker room, and Chris Daniels is a dead body on the floor. He's a chalk outline around him. He's dead. And Bryce looks at the guy, and he goes, well, we got to do this coin flip. I got a coin. Matt goes, well, I got my own coin. It's got AEW on one side. It's got the Bucks on the other. I'll flip it. And Bryce goes, all right, go for it. So he flips the coin. Bucks. Bryce goes, all right. And he leaves. And then Matt spins it around as a double-sided coin. So now, obviously, we have many questions here. This guy didn't care there was a dead body in the room. He wasn't even, like, shocked and stunned and then decided he better play it safe. He just, like, looked at the guy like, sleeping. Then he offers to use his own coin, Matt, and Bryce didn't even go, can I see the coin? Like, is that a shoot coin or what? He's like, okay, go for it. Flips the coin. He's like, all right, He leaves, okay? Now, I've already seen people defending this because that's what they do. Well, Bryce didn't want to get beat up by the Bucks. Okay, fine. Where's Tony Khan? Matt showed the TV that it was a double-sided coin. Where is Tony Khan to go, brother, you guys tried to cheat? Now the baby faces get the advantage. Nope. This Tony Khan character is a psychopath. He watched this on the monitor and he was like, oh yeah, cool. Let's do it. And he just let it go.
I'm afraid for my life. I don't care about Chris Daniels.
This was ridiculous. So then we had the match, and the match was exactly what you would expect. It was bloody and it was gutty. We had Darby and Jack starting, followed by Nick Jackson, Mark Briscoe, Matt Jackson, Anthony Bowens, Okada, Max Caster, and then they play Hangman's music, but he's not there. And so then they play Swerve's music at the end, and then Hangman shows up and he attacks him. And they brawl, and he handcuffs Swerve to the cage on the outside. And he's just gonna kill him. He doesn't care about the match, he doesn't care about AEW, he doesn't care about blood and guts. Finally, Matt has to threaten to fire him. So now Hangman gets in the ring. And then Nana, Jared, and Billy Gunn come down and they help Swerve get out and then get in the cage. And then from there it's just like wild. Except Okada. I was very excited to see how little Okada could do in a blood and guts match, and I was not disappointed.
No.
He did absolutely, positively nothing in this match.
No.
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
He's got a street sign, though.
Yeah, he shows up with a street sign. So
I wonder if they negotiated that before he came on board. Like, here's what the action figure might look like. And he's like, you know, yeah.
I think he negotiated how many bumps he was going to take every year. I think
he's
negotiated like
on that.
one bump a month. So if you want me to work twice, I'm only taking one bump. So they do this match, and there's all sorts of nuttiness and J-drillers and froggy elbows and ladders and staple guns and Rainmaker middle fingers that get stapled and buckshots and bumps off the cage through four tables. And finally, they handcuff Jungle Boy to the cage, and Darby whacks him with that gimmick chair. But Jungle Boy won't quit. It's like he's the biggest babyface in all of AEW.
I was going to say, the psychology he's behind, like, that one was something else.
I ain't quitting if you hit me with a chair. Do something worse. Oh, you going to light me on fire? I don't care. Burn me. He will not quit. And so Darby's going to burn him unless he gets a TNT title shot. And Jungle Boy won't even give him that. Burn me. I don't care. He ain't getting a title shot. So Matt Jackson has to go, okay, fine, where EVP is, I'll give you a title shot at Wembley. And so Darby says, I'm still going to light him on fire if you don't quit. So Matt goes, it's gone far enough, I quit. It was a very anticlimactic finish to this,
you think?
Completely insane match. And the thing that was like, the funny thing about it is, I don't even know what we got out of it.
Exactly.
We got a TNT title match, but not because one guy beat another guy. I mean, it's not like Darby beat him. He didn't submit him or anything like that. He was going to light him on fire, and Jungle Boy was defiant. So Matt gave Darby what he wanted. So I cannot say that I was thrilled with the finish and the booking of the finish. But if you're just looking for, hey, I want to see a War Games match with a lot of blood and guts, well, have I got a free match for you? It was this one.
It's unfortunate that this is what War Games is now. And I know it's like an old man lament and everything, but the problem is every single one of these War Games matches are blood and guts. It's a bunch of plunder. It is chairs and ladders and tables, and we've seen every type of bump off of the cage, through the cage, onto tables, onto the floor, this and that. The next thing that somebody can do in one of these two companies, and thank God AEW did not do the West Side Story spot that WWE loves so much, where everybody lines up in the middle of the ring and then they all fight it out. They saved that for Swerve and Hangman, and I thought that was great to do. But at some point, have a really well-worked wrestling match with guys in the ring treating it like a wrestling match and build the drama up that way. You don't need so much plunder in every single one of these.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings.
is a swim or a sink. Living right is easy.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Corey Graves posted this yesterday after the Jungle Boy gimmick. He said, "This is not meant to sound judgmental or incite us versus them or question anybody's passion, talent, intentions. Just coming from a guy whose career ended from a few too many accidental headshots. The art of this business is protecting ourselves and each other. Trust me, the gaps in memory are not worth it, I promise." Guy's not wrong.
No.
I agree with that even with gimmick chairs. There's just no point. Even a gimmick chair, there's just no point to it. You can hit someone in the back. You can hit someone in the gut. You can put both forearms up like this if you need to. Whatever. But don't hit each other in the head. It's just not good. I'm saying?
Absolutely. I've been hitting the head a lot. Gotten my head checked out. Donating the brain after I pass away.
Really?
And I can say myself, no, don't take too many headshots. Not boxing, football, wrestling, anything. Be careful with your head. Because you never know, and that's the biggest thing. Some people can get hit in the head forever. Jake LaMotta, a great example, is somebody that into his 80s was able to talk and speak, you know, clearly and all that sort of stuff. And there are other people where you just don't know. And be careful with it because you only get one.
Well, on that note, We're out of time, everybody. We're going
to
be back.
Old men talking to you.
Yeah, old men talking. Listen to us. We know what we're talking about. You young whippersnappers. Talking to you, Dom! Anyway, we're out of time. Actually, Dom's catching up with us, so he ain't so young no more.
Dom, if you need a neurologist, I know a couple.
We're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny. We're actually going to start at 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific tonight. This summer, there may be some time changes, but that's the plan. So listen to that for AWNXT and more. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.